News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Both the Jacksonville Sheriff's and State Attorney's offices are looking into why an officer shot a man during a foot chase. It started as a car chase late Sunday night at Powers Avenue and University Boulevard when police say the suspect ran a red light. They say that on San Jose Boulevard, he got out and ran. An officer ran after him. Then that officer fired the shot, which hit the suspect in the leg. He is expected to be all right. Residents of both Clay and St. John's counties who've been hit hard by the COVID pandemic could soon get some financial help. In Clay County, one-time payments of up to $1,000 cash per household are now available. You'll have to apply for the benefit from the Clay County CARES Act program. The terms for getting a piece of CARES Act funds designated for St. John's County are still being worked out, but the Board of County Commissioners says that $46 million will ultimately be distributed. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. One of America's most respected talk show hosts, Dennis Prager, is here every weekday from noon till 3 p.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 295 southbound, right between Atlantic and Beach, an accident still has the right lane blocked and it's still causing some slow traffic. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Scattered thunderstorms are expected this afternoon, the high 91. Overcast tonight with a low of 75. Right now, 73 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Local teachers' unions are now making new demands before the school year opens. The Senate Republican stimulus proposal would decrease the next round of federal unemployment benefits from $600 a week to $200 a week. And with just a few weeks before the Democratic National Convention, hundreds of Bernie Sanders delegates have pledged to vote against their party's platform if it does not include Medicare for All.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Hey, it is coming up on 5 minutes after 7 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, sit back, enjoy the morning commute. It will be very entertaining all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB. One of the big sticking points that, of course, has angered many free market conservatives was the amount of unemployment benefits done by the Republicans and Democrats, yes. And the first one, I mean, there's actually been a few stimulus phases, but now we're going into phase four when it comes to stimulus. But one of the first ones allowed $600 a week of unemployment, federal unemployment assistance, coupled with that of your state assistance. Man, you are balling. You are macking out like a boss out there, as Roger would say. But now the Senate Republicans have said enough. Time to go out and get a job, folks. Now they're talking about dropping the unemployment from $600 to $200
a week. The GOP's plan for phase four, which includes $105 billion for education and a reduction in federal emergency unemployment benefits to $200 a week.
That's to Fox News' Christian Fisher. So again, they're going to drop it a massive amount from $600 to $200 a week.
The original unemployment benefits actually paid people to stay home. The president's been very clear. Our Republican senators have been very clear. We're not going to extend that provision.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, economist Art Laffer says, we do not need to be paying people not to work. Instead, we're turning around and taxing people that do work.
You don't want to tax people who work and pay people not to work. That's just the silliest thing in the world. Nancy Pelosi says the best way to stimulate the economy is to give unemployment benefits to people who are unemployed. Hello, when you pay people not to work, which is what unemployment benefits are, you're going to get more people not working.
And remember, it was the Democrats 10 years ago during the Obama stimulus that supported a payroll tax cut during the Obama years, but they don't support it as of now. Speaking of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, maybe you and I could be reading a little too much into this right here.
But I will say this, because we believe that our electoral system is in jeopardy.
Nancy Pelosi says the 2020 election, and major concerns for all of you. Should be very concerned about it. And the reasons why?
The president of the United States has spoken to Putin, seven times since the end of March, and has never brought it up. This undermining of our electoral system is undermining our Constitution.
Again, I keep asking the questions. It was a slam dunk about a week ago. Trump is done. Just go ahead and move him out. I want to collect, go. I mean, whatever analysis you want to use out there. Give me my money. He's gone. We don't even need to have the election. And now they're coming back saying, well, we think the election could be in jeopardy. I think this is a cover your rear end moment right here.
Well, not only that, but how does Nancy Pelosi know what the president has brought up or not brought up with Vladimir Putin when they meet in private? You know, maybe he did bring it up.
I don't know if she said that they brought up the election whatsoever. She just says they've hung out.
Yeah.
So there we go on that one. Former mayor from Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, being interviewed by The View's Meghan McCain, was asked about the question about, we're all you Democrats when it comes to a lot of the protests out there and the taking of lives and the stealing of property.
The protesters have set fire to a federal courthouse in Seattle. They burned a juvenile detention center, construction sites. We're seeing reports of Molotov cocktails being thrown at police officers, lasers sent to blind them. There's this weird, I think, difference between the way conservatives are viewing this and Democrats. The second you start burning things, destroying property, let alone murdering or shooting people like happened in the CHOP zone, I'm out. And I do think there's this weird narrative that if you somehow are against violence or don't want your neighborhood looking like Portland, that you somehow aren't for peaceful protesting. I actually think it's a really dangerous narrative for Democrats. Do you agree with me or disagree with me? And what do you think of this fracture between the left and the right on this?
Yeah. All right, so this is pretty much what's been taking place. So this is what the question was asked. I mean, where are the Democrats on this? Listen to what Rahm Emanuel, he says it's the Trump administration and the feds trying to paint Antifa as the leader of this movement.
Well, Megan, here's what I would say is, you said protesters. There are moms out in Portland. There are other people legitimately raising questions about
the challenge. There's also Antifa.
That's right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So they're not, I wouldn't paint a broad stroke is my short answer. There are people trying to hijack these legitimate protesters and create violence. And I think in the response from the federal government shouldn't be trying to make Antifa the face.
But isn't Antifa the face of all of this as well? If more states look to slow down some of the rephases of opening, in fact, some are looking at maybe possibly shutting down certain parts of the economy in their state, how does this bode well, especially because most of them that are calling for the shutdowns are Democrats?
Do in response to the coronavirus? Do you wait around for another year, keep everything shut down, and just keep throwing money at people that we don't have? And I think it is also worth wondering whether in November there will be a problem for Democrats that they're pushing so hard in this keep everything locked down mode that I don't think people are entirely in favor.
Even the latest, that's Molly Hemingway, a senior editor for The Federalist. Even the Fox News poll shows that they will take it out on Democrats if more shutdowns continue through the election. Even Brett Hume from Fox News senior analyst says, I don't think there's going to be any more appetite for lockdown.
Is it some experts are concerned, and we're seeing increases in some places and others, the decline continues. The larger question, as we do about the cases that are turning up now, some as a result, of course, of cases being discovered by testing, some obviously new infections, is whether we're going to go back to lockdown in some places. I don't think there's any appetite for it politically. And unless we knew more about who was being infected and how seriously and whether they're going to recover, you can't really make a case for resuming lockdowns in places where they've been eased. I just don't think that makes any sense.
When it comes to new COVID cases, everybody's getting all worked up, according to one doctor, about cases of this and cases of that. He says cases should not scare you. Healthy people are catching COVID. Healthy people are getting sick for a couple of days, but they're turning things around. When you hear about the spike in cases, that's not what you should be really worried about. It's the hospitalizations rate, Dr. Dan Erickson, a doctor from the Accelerated Urgent Care.
On the media is that they were saying cases, 5,000 new cases. A case is a person healthy that tested positive, the vast majority. But the public hears cases and thinks, oh my goodness, these are sick people. No, the vast majority, 99.8% of people get through this with little to no progressive or significant disease. But the cases, every day, all the major media, the cases, That is not what we should be talking about. Hospitalizations, that's fair.
Food prices going up. Have many of you noticed it going to your local, to your local Publix, Winn-Dixie, and or your Walmart?
Well, we know Americans right now are trying to cut back, and often grocery bills are the first ones to see those cutbacks. But we're seeing prices increase for certain categories at the highest level in 46 years. We know that poultry, meat, as well as eggs all increased, and that contributed to the uptick, but beef prices increased to the highest monthly rate we've seen ever recorded at 10.8%. We're also seeing dairy increase.
The biggest increase in 46 years from the Fox Business Network, Christina Partalanovas. More coming up next, 12 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on Southside Boulevard headed south just after Arlington Expressway. Add about 2 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Scattered thunderstorms are expected this afternoon, the high 91. Overcast tonight with a low of 75. Right now, 73 degrees.
My opponents are a lot like career politicians in D.C. Chicken. I'm Kat Kamak. I've spent my whole life being tough. When I was younger, my family was homeless. Now, I run a small business and was Congressman Yoho's deputy chief of staff.
Kat Kamak isn't afraid of the liberal media, socialist mob, or the Washington elite. Kat stands proudly with President Trump to restore our economy and defend it from those who will tear it down. Kat will protect our Second Amendment freedoms, work to secure our borders, defend the unborn, and support our brave military, first responders, and police. While other candidates are walking on eggshells, Kat Kamak has courage.
I'm Kat Kamak, and I approve this message because in Washington, these guys will run away from President Trump, guns, and the pro-life values that we care about. And I say, that's chicken shit.
Kat Kamak for Congress. Paid for by Kat for Congress.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Everybody needs a helping hand. Take a look at your fellow man and tell me what can I do today.
Hey friends, Amy Grant here. I know our lives have been turned upside down. It's hard to know which way's up. But don't get tired doing the right things. Social distance. Wash your hands. Stay home. Shelter at home. But what if you don't have a home? Because you know what? There are people in our towns that don't have homes. Want to feel better about your day? Help somebody out. Help somebody out that's beyond your immediate circle. We have to shelter at home, but we can find those people and help out.
Please contact the City Rescue Mission today at crmjax.org.
Yes, we are all in this together. Find out what you can do to help the homeless, because everybody needs a helping hand right now.
The City Rescue Mission. CRMJAX.org.
I'm Sebastian Gorka, and this is what you missed on America First. When we talk about statues being removed, who do you think did most of the removal? It wasn't the rioters. The majority, local authorities, caved to the extremists, caved to the rioters, and removed the statues themselves.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new study shows eating dark chocolate could help prevent coronary heart disease. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the 2020 election is in jeopardy because of the president's relationship with Russia. And because of COVID, more high schoolers are considering trades rather than going to college.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600. 800-600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
New demands are being made by local teachers' unions. I think around the Maxwell House Coffee property as of last night, members of the Duval County teachers' unions have sat back and said, now we got new demands. Folks, we told you this was going to happen. We're continuing to push the goalpost further back. Remember, it was just originally a couple weeks ago, they wanted to follow CDC guidelines where they said, well, we want to see a decrease of COVID numbers. A decrease from what? That's what we asked. A decrease from the percentages of 11%, 5%, whatever. Now, according to Action News Jax, teachers unions do not want to open up until we see zero new cases for 14 days.
There are several criteria they say that they would like to see met before they feel comfortable going back into the classroom. They're calling the event, quote, a day of action against pandemic inaction. DCPS school board voted in favor of a reopening plan with virtual, brick and mortar, and hybrid options available depending on a child's grade level. Protesters say they wouldn't feel safe going back to campuses until there have been at least 14 days of zero reported new local community cases. Testing and contact tracing measures are enhanced, and a disciplinary component is added to the Duval County Schools mask requirement.
There you go. Disciplinary component. That's right. In other words, we're going to come after you. Yeah.
They want to hire new people, I guess, to monitor kids wearing their face masks so the teachers don't have to make sure they're wearing it so that other people can enforce that rule, I guess.
Now, remember, let's go back. About a week and a half ago, Frederick Ingram, the Florida Education Association president, was on with Fox Business Network David Asman. He says, what are the conditions you're looking at to at least coming across with an agreement of reopening schools?
You say we have to see some kind of decline. That's pretty vague. Can you be more specific? What numbers are you looking at that would make you feel satisfied to reopen?
Absolutely. Well, the federal government and the CDC phase one said that they would like to see a 14-day decline. And so that's what we're sticking to.
Okay, so the question was a 14-day decline. I was asking a 14-day decline between what? The amount of a slower increase of positive numbers. Remember, they were already, folks, this is where the unions in the month of May and in June were ready to reopen up schools. They already had a safety plan with COVID numbers still going up, but at a very low percentage rate, like around 2 to 3%.
Right.
Now they're clamoring going, well, wait a second. Now, according to the numbers here, they want 14 days of zero reporting of new local community cases. They also want the mayor, according to what I'm reading here, to put fines on a failure to comply with a city mask mandate. They also want to ask masks added to the Duval County Public School District called the Student Code of Conduct as part of the dress code violation for non-compliance. Now, you ready for this? In neighboring county, in St. John's County, News 4 Jax is reporting that the teachers' unions there, along, because it's re-election time for many school board members out there, the school district and the teachers' unions have reached at least a basic agreement that would allow teachers to take an unpaid leave of absence if they don't feel safe returning to the classroom this fall. According to the article there, that if the teachers don't feel that it's safe enough to return, they can still keep their same salary but take a pause for the 2021 school year. What is not being asked is, how long is that paid leave of absence? The question is, on that one, what will happen, again, if they don't, again, now they say that the teachers can take an unpaid leave of absence as well. They say that when they come back, that they will still have the same salary, but not necessarily the same position. My question, so they can take an unpaid leave of absence. So okay. In other words, they may get comp for certain things. They're still part of the union, so I wonder if they may collect some employment or unemployment there. The question is, then when do you decide to come back to school then?
I think maybe one year, you know, put it on hold for a year, then come back for the 2021-22 school year, I suppose.
So there we go. So the teachers' unions are calling a day of action against inaction. Wow, I mean, how long did it take you guys to write up that rhyme? We do not pass go. We do not talk to... Anyway, so what's up with it? But this is what I'm getting at. So now the teachers' unions have changed their position again. Would somebody ask the school board members, would somebody ask the teachers' unions, no more than 2 months ago, you guys were already looking at a school safety option plan. We covered this at floridadaily.com last week. They've already talked about reopening schools. Increases were already happening, folks. They're already taking place. Were they at the highest rate that we've seen now? No. But now they sat back and said, no, forget about the smaller amount of increases. Now it's no increases, period. Roger, that's like telling delivery driver, well, we're not going to get back on the road until we have zero accidents for at least 3 weeks.
And that leads to another question. If you have 2 weeks consecutive days of no new cases, what happens when you go back to school? Then on day 17, there's a new case. Do you say, okay, we're going back home?
Yeah. News 4 Jax interviewed Mayor Lenny Curry. You guys got to see this interview. The mayor really looked laid back. I think he's like, thank gosh, man, we don't have any RNC convention going on. One of the big questions, of course, was the taking down of Confederate monuments.
Removing some of the Confederate statues, or all of them. Is there a timeline for that?
That's happening. So we're not going to just go tear statues down and dispose of them, or they just disappear. Right now, folks in the arts community, the Cultural Council, Historic, there's a process. They're working the process. They're going to come down. They're going to be moved. And a group, it won't be unilateral, a group of artists and folks that care about this community will make a decision what is the best way forward and best thing to do.
What was the name of those groups again, one more time?
Dispose of them, or they just disappear. Right now, folks in the arts community, the Cultural Council.
The Cultural Council?
Cultural Council, yeah.
I'd love to sit in one of those meetings. Especially, and by the way, when is the next meeting coming up with what to do with the Confederate monuments from the arts community and the Cultural Council are out there? What are they going to do, paint them all pink?
I don't think that's the case. I think an argument could be made that maybe, and I didn't talk to the mayor about this, maybe he's trying to get them from where they are right now to put them in a place of safety so they won't be vandalized.
Do you want to see fireworks? Today, Bill Barr goes in front of a House Judiciary Committee. I'm telling you, I got a boatload of things I got to get done today. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get them done. Because this is going to be awesome. Because Bill Barr doesn't take any garbage from anybody. And they're going to go after the Russiagate, by the way, which is very unfortunate and not really getting a lot of media coverage because we're all about COVID and everything else out there. But today, the House Judiciary Committee, run by the Democrats, plans to go after Bill Barr. And according to the news reports, Barr plans to go after them. Clay County Sheriff Daryl Daniels, investigation by that of FDLE.
Clay County Sheriff Daryl Daniels says he did nothing wrong, but an investigation continues into his action more than a year ago. He's accused of illegally ordering his former mistress arrested and charged with stalking. That was in 2019. Now the investigation is changing hands, and Daniels says it feels political, extending into an election year. Daniels is running for re-election. He's on the ballot in the primary election.
I like the Clay County Sheriff. He says it feels political. Well, the investigation happens to go on during a political season out there.
Right.
So there's by the way, he complains here, and he does have a valid point, because I've covered these guys for years at the FDLE. He says, wait a second, they're interviewing a few people on something he claims wasn't major, it was very minor, and he goes, why are they taking forever for this investigation?
I tell you, it's baffling to me how something as simple as a simple investigation with a few people to be interviewed has taken over a year. To me, it kind of speaks to, I hate to say it, it speaks to the competency of the investigating agency. Maybe it'll take to after the election. It feels political to me. It feels political to a lot of people, and it's actually upsetting to the citizens of Clay County, because they're going, they say, wait a minute, I thought this was put to bed, no pun intended, and they say, why are they picking on my sheriff?
Why are they picking on the sheriff? So there was a latest poll going on that I think that somebody was telling me. There's nothing to verify that he may be up by 4 or 5 points. I think Michelle Cook's the next one in line, the Atlantic City police chief. The bottom line is that, yes, the FDLE is notoriously slow when it comes to investigations. If many of you think, and I could be totally wrong, if many of you think that the FBI investigation, the JEA, is going to end within a year, not going to happen. This thing could take 2 to 3 years for an investigation to take place. They're never that quick. So I understand where the sheriff's coming from. Is it political? It just happened to go through during a political season. So 25 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Light traffic on Hodges Boulevard headed north, right between Beach and JTB. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today there's a mix of clouds with sunshine, then scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 91. Overcast tonight with a low of 75, right now 73 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
The conservative choice for North Florida? Governor Ron DeSantis and North Florida sheriffs agree. Jennifer Bradley for Florida Senate. Lifelong conservative and rock-solid Republican, Bradley will stand with President Trump and fight for our values here and in Tallahassee. A mother and small business owner, Bradley is 100% pro-life and pro-Second Amendment. Jennifer Bradley will stand with law enforcement, stop liberals from defunding our police, fight to end sanctuary cities, and defend the rule of law. Jennifer Bradley will work alongside Governor DeSantis to revive Florida's economy, raise teacher pay, better fund our public schools, and balance Florida's budget while keeping taxes low. That's why Governor DeSantis and local sheriffs agree. The conservative choice for North Florida? Clearly, simply, Bradley for Florida Senate. Paid for by Jennifer Bradley, Republican for Florida Senate, District 5.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and/or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice. At a fraction of the cost, none of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License, CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Coming up next, Mike Ditka, former NFL great coach of the Chicago Bears, was being interviewed about, he thought about the kneeling down. Now, how many of y'all watched the ball games over the weekend? Now where the MLB, Major League Baseball, is now kneeling down. In fact, coming up next, former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who was against kneeling down a few years ago, now is at a change of mind. Why? He says that the synagogues that he goes to and his buddies with the Islamic faith and other churches of other faiths, they kneel down. That is the same thing when it shows respect. I'm not making this up. Wait till you hear the clip coming up next right here. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In his first appearance before the House Judiciary Committee, Attorney General Barr today will defend law enforcement's response to the rioting that has convulsed numerous American cities. According to a transcript of Barr's remarks released by the Justice Department, the AG will also denounce what he calls the grave abuses of the bogus Russiagate scandal. The mayors of five cities, all of them Democrats, urge Congress to make it illegal for the president to deploy agents to protect federal courthouses and other government property from rioters. Didn't take the Democrats long to launch an attack on the latest coronavirus relief bill, $1 trillion plan, rolled out just yesterday by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 122 points, S&P futures off 12. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Bortman. Throughout Florida, there are now over 432,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases, which have claimed more than 5,900 lives. 143 people in Duval County have died out of over 20,000 infections. People in both Clay and St. Johns counties who've been hit hard by the pandemic could soon get some financial help.
In Clay County, one-time payments of up to $1,000 cash per household are now available. You'll have to apply for the benefit from the Clay County CARES Act program and could only use the money for rent, mortgage, or utilities. The terms for getting a piece of CARES Act funds designated for St. Johns County are still being worked out, but the Board of County Commissioners says that $46 million will be distributed. Shouting turned to shooting last night on Dunn Ave and Duval Road in Jacksonville, and now a man is dead. Police say two drivers got into it, and as one drove away, the other opened fire. They found the car crashed about a mile away. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Dr. Eric Aguilar, retired U.S. Navy chief, is ready to serve as your next representative in Congress for Florida's 4th District, serving Nassau, St. John's, and parts of Duval County.
After serving the people of our country, it's time for me to continue my service with the people in our communities. I'm stepping up to the front line to work with families all across the First Coast, from Bernalina Beach and Hilliard to Jacksonville, down to St. Augustine, and everywhere in between. Are you ready to get to work with me?
Cast your vote by August 18th.
I'm Dr. Eric Aguilar, and I approve this message.
EricForCongress.com.
Paid for by Eric Aguilar, congressional race candidate.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Light traffic on Hodges Boulevard headed north, right between Beach and JTB. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-SAFE.
Today there's a mix of clouds with sunshine, then scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, and a high of 91. Overcast tonight with a low of 75, right now 73 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Senate Republican stimulus proposal would decrease the next round of federal unemployment benefits from $600 a week to $200 a week. With just a few weeks before the Democratic National Convention, hundreds of Bernie Sanders delegates have pledged to vote against their party's platform if it does not include support for Medicare for All. And local teachers' unions are now making new demands before the school year opens.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
In my right hand, now in my left hand, I'm holding up a smartphone, the Android phone. Now, I'm not necessarily smart, but the phone itself is pretty smart out there. Download that radio app. It is free. Listen to us anywhere you would like. Just go to the website, WBOB.com, and click on right where it's... Just go to the website, WBOB.com. Just download it. Mm-hmm. It's free. No monthly charge. No of these pop-ups. You don't need to wait 45 seconds. Just go to WBOB.com. WBOB.com. 34 minutes after 7 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. We were told that there were no spikes of increases due to the protests, but even some of the Democratic mayors in the city of Orlando, of Orange County, Jerry Deming, said, well, actually, it was an increase in protests. Even Mayor Jimenez down in South Florida, Miami-Dade, said, yeah, we had spikes because we allowed them all, but spikes did happen. But we were told by those on the left that spikes didn't happen with the protests, but instead, all of you in the state of Florida that went out to the beaches, that went out to the parks, that caused the spread. New York, no. In New Jersey, which has a worse case of deaths compared to that of the state of Florida, and Florida's how many times the size of New Jersey, the Liberal Democratic Governor Phil Murphy actually said, well, we'll include the protests, but what we have seen that people going to the beaches and parks really haven't caused the spread to take place.
Yes, the evidence we have that beaches, parks, the peaceful protests outdoors, folks have handled themselves really well, and we don't see a whole lot of spread from any of that activity.
When it comes to kneeling down at the Major League Baseball, Mike Ditka was being interviewed, former NFL great.
The whole kneeling thing in the NFL, you got guys saying that they're going to do it. I'm seeing all these baseball players now, different teams watching baseball. You got the Reds kneeling, the A's, the Giants. A lot of teams are kneeling. Athletes are kneeling. In your league here, you're the chairman of this thing. Is that going to be allowed if the women want to take a knee during the anthem? What's the policy on that for you guys?
Well, if it was up to me, I'd say no. If you can't respect our national anthem, get the hell out of the country. Then that's the way I feel. Of course, I'm old-fashioned. So I'm only going to say what I feel. I think there's a way that you protest and there's a way you don't protest. You don't protest against the flag. You don't protest against this country who's given you the opportunity to make a living playing a sport that you never thought would happen. So I don't want to hear all the crap.
All right, so that was Mike Ditka. Now listen to former Chicago Mayor Democrat Rahm Emanuel. He equivalates the kneeling down during the protest. He says he was against it 3 years ago. Now he's had a change of heart. He says by going to his synagogue, and for those of you that in the Islamic faith and in the Catholic faith, it's amazing how they try to wrap all of this together. He says that kneeling down actually is not a sign of protest, but a sign of reverence for God, of respect.
Athletes taking a knee, and someone told me you had a change of heart on this. What did they mean?
Oh, you know, when it first happened, when Colin took a knee, I was like, you know, you have to respect America. And I didn't think that was appropriate. And, you know, at the religious services of the high holiday Jewish services, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we actually, in the middle of services, do take a knee and bow to God in our humbleness and understanding we have work to do to live up to God's image and doing God's work. And as I started to expand my reading in the Islamic faith, the Catholic faith, at key moments, one takes a knee in awe of both respect to God, but also humbly knowing that our work and seeing God's work here on earth is not done. Here is a knee is out of, added to the flag and what it represents about America, not out of disrespect, but that America has fallen short of its promise.
Well, really? I mean, couldn't you not say that some of those in the Christian faith have kind of fallen maybe short of what they need to do, but they can still continue to press on and move forward? I'm trying to find the correlation here, Raj. I'm missing it.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking, you know, Rahm Emanuel probably does not need to be a Bible school teacher.
No.
Because kneeling at the U.S. flag, I don't think is an act of worship, but, you know, who am I to get inside someone's head?
Yeah, so folks, what do y'all think? I mean, does he have a point that kneeling down at an NFL anthem, during an NFL anthem, is the same thing as kneeling down at your local religious service? It's not meant to be a sign of disrespect, but a sign of that we are trying to show respect. I don't get it.
Yeah. It sounds to me like he's really trying to, you know, be a peacemaker, brings people at odds together. But, you know, you got to use honesty when you do that. And I don't believe that was very honest.
All right. 831-0600-904-831-0600.
Good news for chocolate fans. Eating the delicious treat more than once a week could help lower your chances of developing coronary heart disease. This according to a study from the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.
From the Fox Business Network, Dagan McDowell, new study says that by having dark chocolate can actually help you in moderation with coronary heart disease.
If you eat chocolate about once a week, moderation, then potentially it can lower your blood pressure. It can improve blood flow and circulation to the brain and to your heart, and might even have a positive impact on your HDL, which is the good cholesterol. Mm-hmm. But the key is which chocolate. Most likely it's the dark chocolate, because chocolates contain what's called polyphenols, flavonols, which are strong antioxidants. They help fight inflammation in the body, help protect your body against environmental toxins. So in that sense, it can help reduce the inflammation in your blood
vessels. That's City MD, Dr. Jeanette Nieswald. So here's 831-0600. I'm not an expert on chocolate. I have a little bit, but it's some in moderation. Like, for example, I don't drink, but they tell me, well, a glass of wine each night is good for your heart. Okay, whatever. I've seen studies about that.
Okay.
Now we're told not milk chocolate, so don't be running to Dairy Queen DQ right now, but dark chocolate in moderation can help prevent coronary heart problems out there. What do you think?
Probably the core ingredients of what make chocolate probably does have some health benefits. The problem is all the things you add to it. So the sugar, the cocoa butter, you know, that has fat in it. Those are the things that make it unhealthy. If someone were to eat just regular cocoa powder, it probably would be healthy, but probably not taste very well.
Yeah. All right. 831, let's take some calls. 831-0600. David. Hey, David, good morning. Thank you for calling. What's
happening? Morning, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, the other night, because nobody cares about the WNBA anyway, but if you look it up on the computer, a couple of days ago when they had their first games in Orlando, the girls ran off the court right before they played. And I saw this on TV.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right before they played the national anthem. Well, let's see what the boys do on Thursday night, too.
Hey, David, do you think, I asked this question, and for those of you listening, I'd love to hear your views. David, so the MLB says they were going to do it. They weren't part of this 3 years ago. It was only football. You didn't hear much of this at all at high school or college. Do you think this will, David, let me ask you, do you think this is going to gain a lot of attention, or do you think this is just a fad? And do you think it goes further to local college sports and high school sports? What do you think?
Well, I hope it doesn't go anywhere. You should always stand for the national anthem, of course. And one thing has nothing to do with the other as far as religion and kneeling goes. This,
right.
You don't go to a game to have religion. You go to the game to watch sports, and, of course, the national anthem is part of our country's way of doing things. But anyway, getting back to the girls just for a second, it was disgraceful what they did. So I'll take your opinion on that.
All right. Well, no, I was asking – well, you already know what mine stands. I was asking you – why don't, you know, are some of you running for office? I was just asking a question. I really wanted to hear what you had to say. Do you believe that this will trickle down? First off, do you think this is a fad? That because of the BLM and the Black Lives Matter and all that, that we're going to kneel down. And Dave is exactly right. I saw the video where they just kind of ran off. I don't watch WNBA, by the way. Just because I don't watch a lot of it. Of course, the NBA hadn't even started up yet. But having said this, here's my question. That do you believe this will trickle down? Do you think it's just a fad among sports right now? Or do you honestly think this will trickle down to college and high school sports?
Well, I think the high school administrators specifically, cracked the whip on that even before it started. So I don't believe
Roger,
it's going to trickle down.
The whip.
Is that a bad analogy?
No, I don't buy into political correctness. You can say it, Roger, trust me.
Right.
So, no, you were fine. So, but
I thought the whole kneeling thing was over until the whole recent BLM resurgence.
Let's go to line two. Let's go to James. Hey, James, what's up this morning?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, you know, I was talking, me and my wife were talking the other day, and she got depressed for about 2 days. Did they take down that statue of Andrew Jackson? The one that's downtown?
I don't know.
On the horse?
I don't know.
I'm just asking because, they have claimed that, that Andrew Jackson wasn't right with, racism. So, what I was going to get at is, if they're going after the statues, when me and my wife first started dating and she moved here, 17 years ago, I took her to the Cummer Museum, and the Cummer Museum is full of artwork of Andrew Jackson and George Washington and all those people that are so evil. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of artwork in there that represents that era. I mean, tons of it.
James,
so what are they going to do? Go after the artwork next? Or take down the artwork?
James, let me ask you this. If you wanted to mess with Andrew Jackson, that might be one thing. But why not leave the horse alone?
Yeah, the horse, man, I'm telling you, that horse, man, that he's got it upright, the front legs are up.
Right.
And Andrew Jackson evidently was a great horseman. They said that he was one of the best in when he was in the cavalry, when he was in the army.
Yeah, Battle of New Orleans.
Right. So,
all right.
Don't take down the artwork. That's all I asked them to do. Don't take down the artwork.
I wonder if they'll try to repaint it.
And if people have a real problem with Andrew Jackson, he's on everybody's $20 bills. Maybe Ed and I can help you out.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't have anything less in my pocket than a 50. I won't know what a 20 looks like. All right. Let's go to Perry. Hey, Perry. Perry, good morning.
Hey. Good morning, guys. We all remember when Tim Tebow kneeled.
That's right.
How much grief he caught. And now it's okay because it's something else. And I just, when is somebody going to start paying the price for all these bogus numbers that we all get and we don't know who to believe? But, it just hit me the other day, with remembering all the trouble that Tim Tebow caught,
That's
about
a great
kneeling,
point.
And they told him he didn't need to do it.
That's
thank
a great
you guys.
No, thank you. I mean, Tebow to me would have made a great running back. I mean, the quarterback, far as throws and stuff, not really. It kind of overrated. And I like Tebow's story. I'm just saying he was excellent at running.
Every time he's getting a chance to play, he took their team to the playoffs and,
really?
Got a lot of yards.
Kaepernick took him to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, I'm not a big Kaepernick guy, but anyway. So, I'm just trying to tell you. But anyway, so I guess I'd be kneeling down if I could get it. Believe me, if I could get a touch, I'd be kneeling, giving grace to God and, credit. But yeah, you make a great point. Why was it? I remember a few, I don't know why this was a big deal, but some of the ESPN critics, Tebow kneeling down, holding up the game, throw a flag. I'm like, really?
They were complaining. See, this is why I don't watch SportsCenter.
I'll get emails. I remember we talked about this before. Yeah, I get emails going, well, the difference is Tebow did it during the game, and these guys did it during a national anthem. Okay, anyway, I always enjoy hearing your views. 831-0600. I was going to ask David, but he already called. But here's my question. Do you guys think this is, because the season's going to be very short for the Major League Baseball. NFL, we have no clue what's going to happen. Do you believe that the kneeling down, the BLM in Tifa. Do you think this is just a fad, or do you think this will trickle down to local high school sports and the local college sports? What do you guys think? Or do you not really care? All right, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our usual light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and there's no way we can see everything. So if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, there's a mix of clouds with sunshine, then scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 91. Overcast tonight with a low of 75, right now 73 degrees.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Listen to what Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:17. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Boy, wealth, which is so uncertain. You know, if we haven't learned anything, it's certainly the uncertainty of our wealth. Part of our enjoyment that we get from what God has provided should be the enjoyment that we get from good and faithful stewardship of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout-free.
Grout-free? Sounds amazing.
Yep, we even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FIN. NRA, SIPC. Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the 2020 election is in jeopardy because of the president's relationship with Russia. Because of COVID, more high schoolers are considering trades rather than going to college. And a new study shows eating dark chocolate could help prevent coronary heart disease.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Bernie Sanders, the Bernie Bros, it's like luggage. You just can't get rid of it. You know what I'm saying? So anyways, by the way, you know why we talked about this? You know why, man, I got that clip somewhere. The way they're called the Bernie Bros, they were called a bunch of sexes. Remember Clinton came back out and said the Bernie Bros were a bunch of sexes. Bill did. And because I guess the Bernie Bros had females all pumped up about working on the campaign. So the guys were like, well, when you take a look at some of these guys, you can understand why. They couldn't get a date, so they decided to join the Bernie Bro, part of the Bernie Bros of the campaign.
Okay.
And but they just didn't like Hillary. I don't know why. But anyway, so the Bernie Bros, the Bernie Sanders crowd now says that there's over, I think, 500 delegates that of the Bernie Sanders crowd that have said that they will not vote to pledge for the party's platform unless there is a Medicare for All provision inside the platform.
Is placing an unsustainable burden on taxpayers.
We can fix this in a way that is sensible, that is centrist. I have rejected a whole bunch of provisions that the left wanted.
Democrats aren't just running on good old ideas like a higher minimum wage. They're running on good new ideas like Medicare for All.
What I actually feel very strongly about this is that we need to have Medicare for All.
Medicare for All would save the American people a very large amount.
Now, remember, it was Uncle Joe who told everybody that the Medicare for All would be a disaster, that all we need to do was just expand Obamacare.
Right.
Okay, that wasn't enough for the Bernie Sanders crowd out there, as you recall when they were asked about the cost.
Vice President Biden said his plan would cost $750 billion over 10 years. If you're talking to a lawmaker, January 2021, and they say, Senator, give me a number, Medicare for All, an approximate number, how much would it cost?
Somewhere between 30 and 40 trillion over a 10-year period.
Man, 30 to 40 trillion over 10 years. Nancy Pelosi says this was in November of 2019, last year. She said that a Medicare for All would work well in her district as far as the support, but throughout the rest of the country, they wouldn't support it.
I'm not a big fan of Medicare for All. I mean, I welcome the debate. It is expensive. Who pays is very important. It would increase the vote in my own district, but that's not what we need to do in order to win the Electoral College.
Is it quite possible that there's an old saying, hey, we've got good poll numbers, let's run with it.
Yeah.
In other words, let's push some things that we know aren't that popular, but
let's spend our political capital.
Yeah. I wonder if that's what they're doing now. They're buying into the poll numbers, mm-hmm. and the poll numbers could be accurate. Let's say he's up by, in some of the swing states over Trump by 8 to 10 points.
Right.
And that's quite possible in some of the liberal states. All right? I believe those numbers could be right. So let's try to run with some of this in some of the other states as well and see where we go with this. Most people usually move to the middle. Mm-hmm. Uncle Joe, of course, is moving to the left. And if you don't support Medicare for All, then you ain't a Democrat. You know, one of those kind of comments. So I wonder if that's where they're going with this.
It's very, very possible. It's a dangerous game. They can end up costing them the election, and they want so badly to beat Donald Trump. My biggest question is, where are the Republicans? Where is the GOP plan for health care?
Well, that's a good question.
About the execution piece here. We currently have a government that is shut down over $5 billion. We have a government that does not run anything well outside of perhaps the military, and we know that there's even a lot of waste in the military. So even if we could find this fantasy money somewhere to pay for it, the reality is, why does anybody think that our federal government could actually execute this for 300 million plus people?
Can I ask this interesting question? Everybody's itching and complaining that some of the results are, 10 days sometimes before you fight COVID responses?
Yes, uh-huh.
Then what would the Medicare for All do for you?
I don't know, but, you know, when I think of a government-run program, I think of long waiting lines, and then going to the post office.
By the way, can I ask you one more question ahead on that?
Uh-huh.
If I'm being tested, but I'm told to, I need to quarantine for 10 to 14 days, but I haven't got my results for 10 days,
mm-hmm.
what's the point?
That's a 24-day quarantine then at that point.
Anyway, 7:55 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our usual light traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes and there's no way we can see everything. So if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today, there's a mix of clouds with sunshine, then scattered thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 91. Overcast tonight with a low of 75, right now 73 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Target will close on Thanksgiving. Chief executive of Walgreens stepping down. Under Armour may face action from U.S. regulators. Those stories next. You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it can take as many as 30 or even 50 years to develop. But did you also know there's money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 800-910-1950. That's 800-910-1950. Target stores to join Walmart in closing on Thanksgiving Day this year. The move ends a decade-long tradition at Target of getting the jump on Black Friday, the start of Christmas shopping season. Target and Walmart say they want their employees to enjoy Thanksgiving as they seek to cut down on the China virus. The chief executive of Walgreens announcing he'll step down as soon as the drugstore chain finds his replacement. 79-year-old Stefano Pacini plans to take on a new post as executive chairman. Pacini's decision comes a week after Walgreens announced a huge quarterly loss. Attendance at Universal's theme parks jumped last year, while crowds at rival Disney's parks was flat, the numbers reflecting attendance before the outbreak of the China virus. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
Are you experiencing leg pain, swelling, cramping, or restless legs? Dr. James St. George can help you by improving your vein circulation. Did you know that most insurance covers vein treatment? Dr. St. George can help you stop living with the pain of varicose veins. Dr. St. George is North Florida's vein doctor and has 25 years as a board-certified vein specialist. Set up your free ultrasound vein screening at stjohnsvein.com. That's stjohnsvein.com. Change your legs, change your life with Dr. St. George and the St. John's Vein Center.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Is that true? You're listening to the Ed Dean Morning Show. Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson, and real fun 8 o'clock hour coming up, huh?
That's right, man. We got ready to go. We're talking a little elected. Can we talk about that later on?
Let's do it.
So the city council is looking to jack up your property tax?
That's right. They're going to try today.
My goodness.
We haven't taken enough of your money.
Okay, this is breaking news, guys.
Wow. Yeah, so Councilman Rory Diamond on this issue, and I thought we were getting a lot of federal money to take care of all this.
No, they want more of your money. It never ends. There literally is never enough.
All right, so we'll talk about it coming up next with Councilman Rory Diamond, 831-0600, 904-831-0600, Talk Radio WBOB.